WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
This is Anibon Basu with your Monday Morning Economic Report. According to long-lived economic theories, lofty government deficits and debt should cause inflation and interest rates to rise, which in turn negatively impacts consumer spending and business investment. But even as federal deficits and debts have skyrocketed in America, the sky has managed not to fall. As indicated by writer Neil Irwin, the U.S. government has swung from a $236 billion surplus in fiscal year 2000 to a nearly $800 billion deficit by 2018. The accumulated national debt recently surged past $22 trillion, an all-time high. Despite this, interest rates remain reasonably low by historic standards, inflation is seemingly contained according to popular metrics, consumer spending has been strong, and the level of business investment has been decent. The result is that more people, including policymakers, appear comfortable with rising indebtedness. In late 2017, the U.S. Senate passed rules allowing for a tax bill that will raise indebtedness by $1.5 trillion over a decade. Just weeks after passing tax cuts, large bipartisan majorities in Congress voted on spending bills that expanded federal outlays by approximately 13%. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Wednesday Morning Economic Report. Last Friday delivered a clunker of a jobs report. In February, the nation added a mere 20,000 net new jobs, the lowest reading since September of 2017. The number fell well short of expectations, and some observers believe this represents further evidence that the U.S. economy is slowing in conjunction with a softening global economy. However, there are plenty of economists who look at that number and have to work hard to stifle a yawn. That's because the number could turn out to be largely statistical aberration, which is effectively what that number from back in September 2017 turned out to be. As indicated by writer Neil Irwin, February's 20,000 job growth number can be viewed as a corrective to earlier months when estimated job growth far exceeded expectations. In both October of last year and January of this year, the U.S. registered substantial job growth. The U.S. produced 277,000 jobs in October and 311,000 jobs in January. Even with the February data averaged in, America has produced 190,000 jobs on average over the past 6 months. That's still reasonably strong. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Thursday Morning Economic Report. The last few weeks have brought forth some really negative readings on the performance of the U.S. economy. Even before last Friday's horrid employment report were indications of a surging federal deficit and weaker retail sales. Data regarding America's trade deficit have been similarly downbeat. According to the U.S. Commerce Department, the overall trade deficit with the balance of the world expanded nearly 13% in 2018 compared to 2017, or by nearly $70 billion. The total trade deficit last year stood at $621 billion. While the U.S. recorded a trade surplus in services, America's trade deficit in goods with the balance of the world rose to its highest level in history last year. As indicated by writers Jim Tankersley and Anna Swanson, the deficit in goods last year exceeded $891 billion. The recently passed tax cut likely contributed to the surging trade deficit since American consumers had more money to spend, including on imports from China and elsewhere. Meanwhile, economic growth slowed in China, in much of Europe, and elsewhere, suppressing demand for U.S.-produced goods. For WYPR and my daughter Kohena, who celebrates a birthday this week, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Friday Morning Economic Report. Since we are still fairly early in the morning, it seems inappropriate to talk about beer, but it's also Friday, so maybe it's okay. What's not okay is the performance of America's beer industry. Americans are turning away from beer at a rapid rate, this according to Bloomberg. In fact, available data indicate that U.S. alcohol consumption fell in 2018 for a third consecutive year. The main culprit is the slump in beer sales, with consumption of this class of beverage down nearly 3% since 2015. That's despite continuing continued growth in demand for craft beer, which experienced consumption growth approaching 15% over the same period, according to data from IWSR, which studies trends in global alcohol consumption. Beer's sagging performance is attributable to many factors, including a growing American aversion to carbohydrates and calories. The reduction in beer consumption among younger drinkers is especially dramatic. Lifestyles have shifted, and it's more difficult to get out of bed and go hiking, running, or rock climbing with a hangover. Some big beer companies have introduced lower-calorie and carb beers to compensate, including Michelob Ultra, which saw its sales rise by more than 80% during a recent three-year period. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.